From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, this evening, thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for the preciousness of being together, dwelling together, coming together and having fellowship. We declare that nothing can prevent us from meeting like this in this nation, in this country, in the name of Jesus. We still pride ourselves and find ourselves a blessing and a privilege to be able to meet like this. Take this not away from us, O God. Arise, let every sickness, plague, and disease and our enemies be scattered. Speak to us tonight, O God, in a very, very unique and special way. Let us not leave your presence as we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said, Amen. Hallelujah. You may please be seated. So we are still on our alert. You know, it feels like it's gone, but you know, we can't take things for granted. You know, when everything starts, it comes up like ooh, with all the things that comes with it. And then after a while, like a wave. But I'm sure there are still one or two things out there. You just still have to be very careful. Don't go out if you don't have to. Strongly is that people don't go anywhere. And I think people are going crazy for staying home. It's a very, very, I mean, you know, when you take a break from work, some 1 week, 2 week, you know, it's leave, you're going to go back. But, you know, it's like this one, you don't know when you're going to go back, if you're going to go back. You know, so I saw Nikhil today somewhere walking around. I said, hey, the boy is free. It's a blessing. Yeah, was it what, South Road? I think so. Yeah. Oh, Cross Street. Yeah, you had your bag at your back, you were walking. I said, look at it. No tie. He's walking about freely. Corona has brought freedom. But people don't like freedom. Yeah, people don't like freedom at all. You know, so we thank God for half a way I've come. They say it's officially only four cases. Five now, and then only one death. Okay, so which is not bad. Trinidad has spiked. It's about what, 20? 14 or 50. Right? Yeah, it's gone very high. Yeah, Trinidad has gone very high. It's fantastic. So we are very, very blessed. Uh-huh, very, very blessed. They are densely populated, I think, a bit more than us, you know. So with all our elections problem and all the, we are right. Corona is helping us for people not to row and do our kind of thing. Amen. But the court cases, we dismiss all of them in the name of Jesus. Yeah, what is written is written. Yeah, people are just going to court for all kinds of things, just delay. We don't want that. We can't live in a house without a father. We can't live in a house without a head. You refuse that bastardness in the name of Jesus. We must have a country with a president and cabinet and parliament and everything together. That is what we claim. In Jesus' name. Amen. So those of you, especially the teachers who are not working, give us your salary. Amen. Thank you, teacher. Yeah, no, you teachers, you are not going anywhere. You are home. You are being paid. Free money. Free money. So give it to the church. Yeah, take half and give half. Oh, teacher, stand up. If you're a teacher, stand up. Yeah. What are the teachers? One. Tasha, you know the teacher. Okay. You're a vendor. Yeah, Tasha is something else. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, you are a teacher in training. You get allowance. You don't get allowance. In service allowance. Free service. Okay, so you get something. What? 15th of every month. Look. Prince knows all of that. Thank you, teachers. Yeah, but allow God to speak to you, you know. Because this is a time, you see, this time is a time you either spend money or save money. Yeah. It's time to get some things that you need to get or you save your money. But saving money is not a very simple thing because things come to whisk it away. You save it in something. Save it in the church coffers. Then your reward will be in heaven. So teachers, I'm not joking. Give us your salary. Half. At least give us half. And those who are also doing shift, when you don't have shift, it's a blessing for you to be shifting. You used to go to work Monday to Friday. Now they say come 3 days in a week. So the 2 days must come to the church. Must come to God. What do you think? Yeah, it's the way you look at it, though. Yeah, it's endorsed, isn't it? All right, so let the Lord speak to you. I believe that is a good direction. So now we are promoting a lot of internet banking. Everybody should sign up for internet banking. You see, now they don't want you to come to the bank and all of that. A few people are allowed inside the bank, even though the internet banking is, some of them sucks. It's very horrible. And so before they prevent us from coming to the bank, they should give us something that you can do anything with it. Yes. Not the cockroach prototype they've given to us to try and be happy. You can't be happy with that. Two options. It's not good. You get it. Republic Bank, we are here. Represented. Yeah, I hope that's not. Internet banking, please. Yeah. I was telling some people the other day, I said, I came here in 2005, I could wire transfer money from my Dutch account to my Guyana account, 2005, right here in Guyana on the internet, 15 years ago. I was not in the country, but I could wire money from Holland, from my own account, to my account here in Guyana, 15 years ago. And now you can't wire money from here to another country without going into the bank. Even look, thank you very much. Even local interbank transfers. It's fantastic. So you see, when people say, oil, this Guyana is beautiful. What is beautiful? It's like, you know, hustling a girl who looks really beautiful on the outside. Who can cook. But you see, you don't know the can cook part, you know. You see the beauty walking around. So you hit a jackpot. Jackpot? Hey! This is a pot with holes inside. It's a strainer for spaghetti. Yes, I tell you. So internet banking, let's do that. At least you can, you know, just move your tithe, you know, to those who have the useful mobile internet app. You can, you know, your tithe, at least you can do that online. We don't want to go for the standing order so much now because I hear it's about $1,000 per transaction, 2.5 per transaction. I mean, give us the 2.5 and then just do internet, just do transfer. You get it? We need all the money. Jonathan, are you sitting well? Can you see me? Okay, right. The next thing we are trying to do is Mobile Money Guyana, MMG. Right, so we have an MMG number right now. And we want to do a test before I preach. I hear, even if you don't have the mobile app. Okay, so what is this? GTT Mobile Money Guyana. Offerings can now be sent to 627-3736. Isn't it fantastic? So once you send your offering there, you touch the bag with your phone to show that phone has given money to the bag. You understand? When I go to America, that's what they do. The offering bag, they come and then they touch the bag with the phone. It means that I have sent my money through the phone. All right? So you can do it if there's an app application. What is that? We are not ready or we are ready? You are not ready? You have to do what? You can't do that. Yeah, okay. So, we want everybody. How many of us have mobile money? You've registered for mobile money already. Judy, you have it? A long time. Do you have your PIN? Is it activated? 4 months. Right from this phone? Do you have credit? You have another phone. Okay. Yeah. Same number. You can download the app now if you know your PIN. Do you remember your PIN? So download the app. If you can download the app, go to Play Store. Please take your phone. You have internet. Go to Mobile Money. Oh, no. You have a website? It's in the group. Okay, so please go to the group and click it. Those who have data, who have your phones, let us all apply. Hey, okay, do you have your ID card and proof of address here? You don't have it? Okay, no problem. So this is how we're going to do it. Sorry? Right. You got to upload. And even I did it from the house. I put my ID card there. I took a picture and uploaded it on the phone. I had a proof of address. I took a picture of it, uploaded it on the phone, and I sent it. 24 hours, they tell you, you are through. So what happens is that when you have money in your mobile money wallet, like a top-up, you have $200 or $500 on your phone, you can send $200 to this number as your offering. So God forbid, if we get to the time where we can't meet like this, then I'll go on Facebook and we'll do our services through Facebook. And so the number will come on the screen. And so we say, it's time for offering. You will know what to do. Yeah. All you have to do is just from your phone, you have credit, you have a little, 20, 100, 500 on your phone, you send it to that number. So this is our official bank account, phone bank account. So the money comes there, and then it goes into the church's coffers. How many can understand what I'm trying to say? So just like sending credit to somebody. It's so easy. Yeah. Corona had to come for us to, really. Because me, I don't like GTNT at all. It's like Republic. Any blue, I don't like blue. Anything blue, I don't like. I applied for my shirt. I didn't realize that they have this, which works. And now you don't really need your GTNT number, but a digital number you can also still register and still do the same thing. Right? So please, it's the link is on the group. When you go home, you need your ID card and the proof of address. If you have a driver's license, it works. How many of us have a driver's license here? You have it here? You have data on your phone? You don't. Okay. Driver's license, where are they? Okay, you have. So Prince, register. You don't use it. So please now, yes, all the $5,000. When I say $5,000, when it comes, I'll see that Prince number has come with $5,000. It's a very simple way of sending money around. Yeah, many countries use these things. You do groceries with it and you pay bills with it and all of that. You pay courts with it. Ah, look at that. So right on your phone, you can go to an option for paying bills. And you can pay anybody. You don't have to go to GTNT, go and be in the line. You don't have to go to GPL to be in the line. You don't have to go to Bill Express, SurePay. No. Right in your bedroom. You can even be sleeping and yawning and say, and pay your telephone bill. Yeah. Student loan, UG, you can pay it through mobile money. Once it's loaded, you have money on it, you're easy. Is it Charlene? Are you following? You have it? Or when you go home, you do it? Okay, so once you do it, please, on the platform, give us a green check so we know that you are on board with technology. Are you with me? I am not so much of a fan of a technology these days because I'm saying that the day Mark Zuckerberg pulls out the internet plug, all of us will be in darkness. Then you see that, hey, where are my photos? I back my photos up in the cloud. You should take a spacecraft and go into the clouds for your pictures. She has it. Wow. So the internet is beautiful, but once it lands, it's like a gun. Once it lands in the hands of somebody who is not good, it does bad things. So we pray that God will help us in this life. Psalm 23. So we are moving. Technology, isn't it?
Yeah.
Technology. Yeah, church cry. I'm sure if I go on Facebook and then I said, okay, it's offering time, and then MMG number comes, people wonder what we're doing. Yeah. So what's there? Because the time, many churches are not prepared for these technological things. Yeah. So you understand how when American preachers, when they come on the TV and they say, for a gift of $9, I'll say, you understand it. Because once you go on TV and you are paying bills, nobody minds you. Many of them don't have churches that pay bills for them. So it is the TV programs that they have. And they have to ensure that the TV program continues. Yeah. If we can't meet like this, we have to pay bills also. Oh, you don't think so? Yeah. So how are you going to pay our bills if there's no way to send your tithe and your offering? And the Church of God can't close down because of some animal that... Chinese virus. Not even a good country virus, Chinese virus. I shall not want to the title of my message. We'll continue from where we left off. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so we are saying, I'm preaching and I'm teaching, especially in this season, about how we can be rest assured. How we can be rest assured. In other words, I shall not want. I shall not want. David, and just a little recap, David, as a sheep who considers the Lord as his shepherd, is boldly declaring that he will have no lack. And I think it is something that you and I should be able to also say, believe, and comfortably walk around with. Otherwise, we're Christians and there's no meaning to it. What kind of Christian are we? Christians are we? When everybody is panicking, everybody is worried, everybody is anxious, we are also panicking, we are also anxious. What's the difference? They have the money, we don't have it. They have the jobs, we probably don't have the same kind of jobs. They have the buildings, they have so many advantages, many of us don't have it. Now when it comes to fear and to be anxious, they have it and we also have it. I mean, where do we beat them? Where do we stand tall? If the money is not there, at least some peace in your heart must be there, as against somebody with money without peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so it is very important that we as the people of God are able to say with King David that indeed I have no need, I shall not want. I said that to say I shall not want, or to be in a state where you say I shall not want, is not something you just say it. Because if you don't have a job right now, I mean, many people will be lost. You'll be concerned. You'll be worried. You wonder, how do I pay my bills? But to have a job, to not have a job and not be concerned, not in a bad way like you are lazy or something, but you know that even though you don't have a job, you are not going to lack anything. It's a very different position to be. It's not a very easy place to be. Because like how it's not very easy for us to stay home. It's not very easy for you to not have a job and just be home and feel comfortable. It takes something. It takes something. And it is the something that we are talking about. It takes something for you to be rest assured and be at peace. When you don't have what everybody seems to have. The Bible says the disciples and Jesus, they were traveling from one point to another in a boat. And there arose a storm. Jesus was sleeping. The disciples were not sleeping. And they were more anxious. They were hollering. They were worried. They were shouting. They were so amazed at the fact that Jesus could sleep in such a storm. And that is what we are talking about. When you have the shepherd, the good shepherd with you, no matter the situation, you are able to say, you know what? Because the good shepherd is here, I am not. I shall not want. Are you with me? So, Peter and co, they actually accused Jesus. They told him that, "Carest not thou as we perish." But you see, if they knew who they were dealing with, then they would have said, "Hey, if he is sleeping, why should I be hollering? Let me also lie down and try and sleep." Do you sleep in the night when there are issues going on around your life? If you don't, I am here to tell you that then the Lord is not indeed your shepherd. It is not mouthful. It's not by mouth. It's not by coming to church. That's why the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, not if any man be in church. There's a difference between being in Christ and being in church. That person is rather a new creature. Many people have not experienced the new birth. Because they are in church, they are not in Christ. And many Christians don't grow. When they get born again, they don't grow because they don't even understand how to grow. And once they don't grow, there's a lot of things they can't handle as Christians. You see, and if you don't grow, you cannot come to the point where you are in a boat. Charlie, when you are on a boat with a storm, it's not easy. I have done a Freedom Hoop to Stabroek a few times. Charlie, even that short trip is not a nice feeling. One day I tested a backtrack in Suriname. Backtrack. Hey, I think I was going to Nikiri to do something. When I got to the Sterling, they said, it has rained in Suriname, so the boat is not working. Those were the days where, when you get off the Sterling, no vehicle can go. Because the road was so bad, it was so muddy, that once it rains, no car can you know, traverse there. You savvy? Huh? You know savvy. You savvy? You never did a backtrack? Oh, you should try it. Hey! So when I got there, they said, the boat is not working today. The ferry is not working today because it has rained in Suriname. I said, hey, I came all the way from Georgetown, took off 5 a.m. I've come here. I should go back. And when I come tomorrow, I wouldn't know whether it has rained or not. I said, please, no. Today be today. I have to do my business. So they said, oh, there's something called backtrack. I said, okay, why not? Let me try. I went there. I jumped onto this boat. I'll go, woo! We went. It wasn't bad. Went to the carry, went to do my business. On my way back, the water was right. I was about to enter the boat. I was praying. I asked myself, why did I do backtrack? It's not a long trip. It's about 25 minutes. But hey, it's scary. So you can understand that with all our Christianity and with all our faith and with all our belief in God, when the oceans and thunders roar, I will holler Jesus. You will holler. We are not people who can stay calm in the midst of troubles. Because, like David acknowledged, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. You see, when you have support in a certain magnitude, you feel bold to do certain things. That is why the students go to school and behave the way they behave, because they know me and mother will come and cuss you down, cuss you up. Yeah, God box you. So if you like, try. Me mother will kick you. So they come to the school, nobody can touch them, because they know the ignorant mother and the ignorant father they have at home, who doesn't even understand the case, but will come and cuss up. Yeah. So, we try to establish that you have to know who the Lord is. You have to know who the Lord is. And then you have to now submit yourself under that Lord. And once you have that picture and idea and revelation of who the Lord is, then you can comfortably say, you know what, you are my shepherd. And because of that also, then you say, I shall not want. Charlie, the main guy in town is your shepherd. You see, I know instances where in these maybe phantom days, all those guys who were going around hitting, they had girlfriends who felt like immortal, invincible, immunity. And when the guys, they move with the guys in their cars, tinted vehicles, they feel so powerful. Yeah, there's nothing like having somebody who is very powerful on your side. And that is what many Christians have not had a revelation of. That the one we serve is so powerful than coronavirus. Yeah. It's so powerful than you not finding a job. Not getting a job or not working somewhere is what has made you become so anxious when you are by the side of the most powerful personality in the whole world. And so with that, we can comfortably say, I shall not want. And we ended our Saturday night by saying that when you say I shall not want, it doesn't necessarily mean that everything is perfect. Because David, who said that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, he knew who he had submitted to. But he had problems. I told you that even him growing up, he was despised by his own brethren. His brothers didn't like him, like they did to Joseph. Even his own father, who trusted a little boy, the last son, with his business, his sheep business. When Samuel came to the house to anoint one of them to be the next king, his father forgot about him. So David was not somebody who was so perfect walking around saying, oh me, I've known the Lord since I was a boy and I've grown and I've not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed beg for bread. And no, there were moments where he didn't also have anything to eat. Somebody like David had to run away from the king, the most powerful person on earth, King Saul. David had to run away from Saul for a whole period. Small boy, he said, my Lord, I am but a dog. David told Saul that he was like a dog. Why are you pursuing me? Why are you persecuting me? Why are you chasing me? How can you, the whole president of a country, with entourage, people, bazookas, joint services, they are looking for you, a little boy, a shepherd. And then you can still say that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. It means that having the Lord as your shepherd and not wanting is not necessarily not having problems or challenges. But in the midst of the challenges and the issues, you know that he's also there with you. Many people fail to understand that the challenge you are going through, God knows it. And if he wants to change it, and if he has to change it, he would just press a button, that's it. Oh, you don't understand the God that I'm talking about. The Bible says the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord, and as the waves of the sea, he turns it any way he wants to turn it. So if something is going on and God wants to, as your shepherd, wants to change it, he will change it. And if he doesn't want to change it, then you should be comfortable with the fact that he is not interested in changing it. So let me just allow me away. Let me just be accepted and move on. That is what brings the peace and the calm. Because many people think that as long as you have a shepherd, then it means that you shouldn't go through any problems or any challenges. Please, it's not like that. And then I shall not want also doesn't mean that you have all the money, all the houses, all the cars and everything together. Because
God has never actually spoken so positively about riches. And he spoke in Revelation. We look at that verse where he says that you think you are rich. You say you have no need of nothing, but you don't know that you are wretched. So then, Revelation is what? 3:17? If that is where we got it from. 3:17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing. How many of us will not want to be in a position where you don't have need of anything? Hey, sometimes passage from Friendship to Georgetown is not easy. Hey! So does that mean that you shall not want or you shall want? You see, and that's where the devil comes in and says, you see, you have given yourself to some shepherd, you say you shall not want. Look at how you don't even have money to go to church. So that's what the balance should come in for you to understand that it's not a matter of not having anything and have need of nothing. There is nobody in this world who says, I have need of nothing. I am rich. I'm increased with goods. And I have need of nothing. And then the Bible says that, but you know not that you are wretched with all your goods, with all your riches, with all your money, with all your houses. God tells you, God calls you a wretched person and miserable. Hey, so if you have everything that now you don't have any need for nothing, how can you become wretched and miserable? Then it means that what you have now is nothing before God. It's nothing. It is not something that counts. And therefore, a Christian having everything doesn't really count. That's why when the guy said he wanted to follow Jesus, Jesus said, you know what? If you want to follow me, go sell these things you have before you can follow me. And the guy couldn't understand it. Because when it comes to God, when it comes to Christ, it's not immaterial things. We don't live like the world lives. Our lifestyle is not the way it's not the same as the lifestyle of this world. So if you want to say that I shall not want, you're going to wait until your bank account is rich. You're going to wait until you have a few, you know, dollars in your pocket. You want to wait until you have food and to say that I shall not want. Then your mind and your understanding of God and who he is not complete. Are you here? There are many people who are rich in the flesh, and they are poor in the spirit. And there are many people who are poor in the spirit, but they are rich in the flesh. Yeah, they are rich in the flesh. And there are many people who are also poor in the flesh, but rich in the spirit. An example is Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus didn't have anything, but he had something that the rich man didn't have. You see, and for Lazarus, it was not so difficult for him to eat food that was reserved for the dogs. But the rich man could never do that. Many people cannot, because they think, that's how the Bible calls them wretched, because they think they have what they have, they will not bring themselves down to a place like Isla Penitence to come to church. But in not being able to do that also, they are missing something that is really critical for their lives. So God now tells that person, now, you are wretched because you have all the money, but there's a particular type of sermon and messages and church life that you need that you don't have. And that is what is more important. Are you with me? And so, to just wrap up the I shall not want for tonight, you look at contentment. We spoke about contentment, isn't it? Contentment. But one of the things that I want us to look at briefly is the work of a shepherd from early morning to midnight. You see, to be able to say, I shall not want, you also understand how a shepherd works. He wakes up very early in the morning and he goes into the sheep pen to do inspection. It means that every morning when you wake up, God is already checking to see
how you were doing. That's what the Bible says, his mercies are new every morning. If you have sheep, for those who have a little experience and exposure about keeping livestock at home, in the morning, you can't leave the house if you're a part-time shepherd or whatever. You can't leave the house without making sure that the 10 sheep are the same 10 sheep you left them last night. And for somebody whose job is solely to take care of sheep, the first thing is to make sure that everybody is well. Because things happen in the night. You and I sleep and sleep in the night. That's why those who don't sleep in the night, it's not a blessing. How many of you don't sleep in the night? Thank you very much. You should sleep and dribble. What have you done wrong that you can't sleep in the night? The Bible says that he gives his beloved sleep. How can you have a God who night, and that's why the Bible said, the God that we said, he neither sleeps nor slumber. You know why? Because as you are sleeping, he has to watch over you. If it wasn't you and I, God will also sleep. Can you imagine God not sleeping and watching over you? What should you be afraid of? Those of you who cannot sleep without light. Light has to be on. Annalena, before you, if there are some people who are so sensitive that when the light goes off, they wake up. They can feel that the light is off. See, many of you growing up children, you don't have any hardship. So even common darkness, you can't face. Yeah? You are so afraid that they can't sleep without the light. That's what you call softy. The people who have not faced hardships before. I was telling Sylvia today, the boys were, you know, they were having a little argument yesterday. I think they were supposed to do some work, and Sylvia was saying that Monday is a holiday. It's a full-time staff. And so they had an argument and all of that. And then he told them, it's only Bishop who can tell me to work on a Monday. Yeah. So Prime called me, he was complaining and all. I said, don't worry, I'll deal with him for you. So I was with them this afternoon. I was saying, hey, you came here to learn. You did not come here to instill what you think. You came here to learn. Before I buy a ticket for you to go to Bible school, I have to know that you are willing and ready to bring yourself down like nobody. Who told you that Monday, who gave you a rule that Monday we don't work here? So he was joking with them and they took it serious. And so Kirkland said, hey, that joke was a very serious joke. I said, because when you go to Bible school in Ghana, it's not just going to do Bible and pray and all of that. There's a lot of hard work. Because you have to be broken. There's something about your pride. When you grow up in this part of the world, you have to be broken down. It is called Bible character development. Because when you grow up always doing what you want to do, you are not doing well. You have to come to the point where somebody tells you, sit down, and you can sit down. It is called character development. Yes. Character development. And it's something they call character development. You wake up around 4 or 5 a.m. to go. You come back in the evening, working all day. Sometimes you don't even have money to buy food to eat. Yes, Prince. That's why we are still here. Nice glasses, bald head, and shiny hair like that. All your beard will go. We'll light it on fire. Yeah, no, you'll be surprised. So, because pastoral work is hard work. Look at me. I've started preaching today. I'm preaching all the way till Saturday. Till Sunday. I wrestle him Monday. With
As I said, so Silvio said he wants to rest Monday. What has he done that he has to rest on Monday? And this is the example that you pastors must learn. That me who is leading you, I try to find, God tries to help me find ways to still be able to minister and be of service to you. It's like a restaurant that is still opening, like the Guyanese restaurant in New York that they closed down because they closed the front and allowed people to come through the back to come and eat. Yeah, even there. Because there's no Lord who is their shepherd.
Ministry is hard work. And so the way we train our children here, it's very difficult for them to take up ministry. They can't handle it. So I said, now if you're going to go to Bible school, you have to go and live in Samaria first. Chop bush. A BMC, their character developmental. If you can't go to Samaria, that means that you are not ready to sit on a KLM plane to go to Ghana. No, you don't deserve to go. You don't deserve to go. Yeah. Yes. Character development. You can't be a man of God and you don't have any character. Who are you to tell the church to speak? I've
not even heard from him in a long time.
You've gone to do politics, speak for yourself. Leave those of us who want to do church alone. Don't stir up any commotion in a public forum about the church. Don't.
And then some idiot also, I saw him post something, said, where are the men of God with all the big titles? Where are they? Some boy who has a church, his church is his wife and his 5 children. Yeah, he doesn't have anything. Thinks that he's somebody. Young boy with wife and 5 children. Doesn't have anything. And he's asking on Facebook, where are all the so-called men of God with big titles? We're in our church, we are preaching. What do you expect us to do? Preaching here, yeah. I almost responded to him that, okay, me, I'm a bishop, I'm preaching in my church. What about you? I thought you also have a big title. What are you doing? Preaching and praying and doing what Peter told the disciples. He said, you know what? We cannot waste our time sharing food to widows. We will have to focus on preaching and praying. That is our work. Let the people do the other things. We must focus on preaching and ministering of the word.
So you have to be able to understand that because he neither sleeps nor slumber in the night. You see, no demon can come to my house. So sometimes when my wife calls and say, hey, be careful. I say, rest yourself. You rest yourself. Me, my house. One day, a lady in this church said behind my back that I am full of myself. You see, you have come across someone who doesn't understand what faith is. David was also full of himself when he said that the Lord is my shepherd and me, what's the Kyrillese word for? Me gaffo for what? Me go. No, that's English. Me I get nothing? Me know what? Hey, you have failed the Kyrillese test.
Me want nothing. Yeah, we need a Kyrillese Bible.
Yeah, for David to say that me, I have a shepherd and me, there's nothing in this world that I shall want. I mean, you want to find out, why are you so confident? Why are you so boastful? You look like you sound so proud. How can you say that there's nothing here in this life that you will not? What kind of person is you? And that's the type of people don't know because there's a certain confidence because of who you believe. Paul said, I know who I have believed. I know that whilst I'm sleeping, he's awake. Most shepherds, most people who keep livestock and this is, they don't sleep. If they hear any sound, they wake up. They take their light. They go to the backyard and check and see what's going on. What's going on? That is how God is. Because he's our shepherd. He also doesn't sleep. So in the night when you are sleeping, in the night when you are walking somewhere, it is the level of confidence you have about this statement here that makes you travel, that makes you drive, that makes you sleep, that makes you traverse several corners without, you see, somebody can come in and say that, you know what, you have to use wisdom, or you have to, yes, wisdom is, wisdom and faith, you have to be very careful how you use wisdom and faith. Even with the, with this, all this coronavirus, I'm telling you that if God wants to protect you from coronavirus, he will. With all the washing of hands, somebody cannot wash their hands from somewhere who lives somewhere. They will never catch any coronavirus. Beggars, those people, they don't get sick. And those of us who work and we have money, spend all our money on sanitizers and all kinds of things. And my wife bought a Lysol spray. I don't even know what we use it for. What do we use it for? For Corona? It's all over. You end up, you see, and those who don't have, they will not have any, they will not buy, and they'll just be there, and then they're okay. Yeah, vitamin C, yeah, maybe. Building your, you know, your immune system. You know, the lime and the mangoes and the pine and all of that. It's very important. You know, but you have to have the understanding of who you have submitted yourself to. And so from the night, he doesn't sleep. The day, he works so tirelessly. Let's look at the scripture here. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily, hey, I'm telling you, if you know God, you will walk on the surface of Guyana. You'll walk around here like a real God child. Those of you who get depressed and don't come to church, don't want to come to church, you don't know who you have believed. Yeah. You don't know. Even when you are growing up and you have a friend who is strong, you can easily go and organize a fight. Because you know you have a friend who is strong. Your friend will beat you up. Yeah. How much more the one who can actually kill you and take you to hell? Because he's not physically walking with you, so you don't believe it. Who daily, do you believe that God, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits? Daily. So every morning he wakes up, he ensures that the sheep is well. The sheep is well. He ensures that you are well. It doesn't mean that you have money, but you are well. You have to understand what is well. Hallelujah. You may probably not even have breakfast, but he still has load. You have to believe what he's saying, that the Bible says you are loaded with benefits. Loaded. So without tea, you still wake up and say, hey, me today, I'm loaded though. I'm loaded with benefits. Because drinking tea is not equal to loaded with, because as for tea, everybody drinks tea. So how can that be a little unique? God giving you tea is not God's priority. But with or without tea, see, so but without the tea and still be able to move on and continue in life like somebody who has drunk tea, that is what God gives. Should I say it again? I'm saying that those who drink tea and walk around satisfied, you who don't drink tea, you walk around more satisfied than them. That is what God gives. Jesus said to the woman, he says that You see, the water that you are coming to fetch, when you drink it, you'll be thirsty again. He says that I can give you a water. The water that you will drink, you will never thirst again. It means that God is able to give us something that is not physical, but it makes you enough. It makes you all well. It makes you good. It keeps you and it maintains you. He loaded us daily. His benefits. That's what David said, I would never want. If I have a God who every day loads me in my pocket, loads me with benefit. What is a benefit? Benefit is as he decides. You see, and when you submit yourself to somebody as your Lord, you don't decide what he does. You just have to be satisfied with what he does for you because you trust him. Except that the way we think and the way we expect things is skewed. The way we think life should be, that's not how God thinks life should be. And that's where the battle comes in. And so once we expect things this way, it doesn't come, then we become disappointed because this is where we are expecting things to go. But in God's ways are not our ways. Neither his thoughts our thoughts. As far as the heavens are above the earth. So unless you can really have a revelation of this God we serve, I tell you, you'll be coming to church and be going and coming and going and coming and going, and then you'll actually be jealous and envious of people who don't come to church, who seem to have some things that can actually kill them. You can drive a car and die in the car. He loaded us with benefits daily. There's not a single day that the shepherd will not ensure that the sheep doesn't have food to eat, doesn't have grass to chew. Even in the winter where they can't go out, they have organized grass in a certain way. Hay is right there. They have heat. They have food right there in the sheep pen. There is not a single day the shepherd will not ensure that the sheep doesn't have something to eat. Have you seen a shepherd say, today, you sheep, I tired. You ain't going nowhere. I've been working this week. I've been working from Monday to Sunday. This Monday here is my day off. It's a holiday. You sheep, just stay in the pen. Nothing. Even if the shepherd is not going, he will organize the child or the son or somebody to take the sheep out. And yet, with this knowledge, if we don't rise up and be confident without the things that we think we should have, then I don't know whatever hope. Is there else for us? Psalm 121 and verse 3. Huh? This is a scripture I quoted earlier. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Hey, you can build a big house and find a security guard, though, and they'll be sleeping. Many security guards, they sleep. If not all of them. As for sleep, it is the same as a security guard. It's equal, it's equivalent. Yeah. Equals to. You can ask Goldfinger, he'll tell you. Yeah. The day ones, they take a little five. When the place looks a little quiet, they take a little five. The night one, they are worse. Oh, they will sleep. I tell you, the house will be sold and they are there, right there. Didn't see anything. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. John 10:10. Be confident and be content that the God you serve, he is able. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come. Do you understand this? That they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. This is why we have Jesus. Remember, it is not immaterial things. If material comes, we take it. Praise the Lord. But the only thing that the world cannot give you is what Jesus gives. Remember, when it comes to vehicle, Republic Bank can give you vehicle. Scotiabank can give you vehicle. So when God gives you a vehicle, there's nothing. In fact, if you see me driving a new vehicle, you can easily think that it's the bank that gave me money to buy. Yeah. You will never think of it that it's God who has blessed me with a vehicle. Because these are things that the normal secular world, everybody is able to organize some.
Am I saying something?
But the other things that the bank cannot give you, that the school cannot give you, a workplace cannot give you, that is what God gives. There has to be a difference in what God can give, what God can provide, and what the world can give and what the world can provide. Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life. I don't know who you have in your life who will ever make this promise to you. Hey, after these wisdom services, if you don't become a very strong Christian, please just go to somewhere. Go somewhere. The good shepherd gives his life. It's like the whole life of the shepherd is devoted to the sheep. If he's not sleeping well, it's because there's noise in the sheep pen. If he's not happy, it's because the sheep, something is wrong with the sheep or somebody has come to trouble the sheep. If he's angry, that means that somebody allowed the sheep to go somewhere where they were not supposed to go. It's like this whole life is about the sheep. There's nobody in my life and in your life who is like this. Earthly, secular. No matter who you say. But that is what Jesus is. That's what God is. He gives his life for the sheep. And that's the test for any minister, any pastor, any shepherd, any minister shepherd, any church worker, whatever you call yourself. The test of your ministry is whether you are worried when the sheep are worried. Or whether the sheep's worry is also your worry. Many so-called pastors are sleeping and enjoying themselves. When the church and the people in the church, they are not stable. Things are not going well. He gives his life. It means his time. It means his energy. It means his attention. It means his money. Everything that makes the shepherd comfortable, he gives it away because of the sheep. Jesus was comfortable. He left it. So that you and I can be where we are today. That is what you call a shepherd. And this is the one that David said. If this one is really my shepherd, he's like, if Gaffos is my father, hey, I shall not lack building materials. you looking for money to go and buy zinc sheets? Yeah. If Gaffos is your father, oh, you just make an order. What do you want? PVC pipe? What do you want? What length? Oh, how many? Iron rods? Zinc? Oh, please. That is what we are talking about. That if the one who holds the whole world is the one that we have submitted our lives to, then indeed we should be able to say that, I shall not want. We'll continue with, he maketh me lie down. Next time we meet. God bless you. Put your hands together. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Let's pray. Father, I pray for your people. Pray for your children. You want us to reach that stage. The stage where our total trust will be in you. Because you never disappoint. You never discourage. You never cause any expectation to cut short. I pray for them that indeed they'll find themselves at this same spot. Where King David said, the Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, is my shepherd.
and I shall not want. Watch over them, take care of them, continue to provide for them in the midst of all the challenges and the difficulties. I know nobody here and nobody under my fold is going to be affected by coronavirus. I rebuke it, I destroy it, I prevent it in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak on behalf of each and everyone here. I pray for those who are sick, those who are not well, any challenges. I pray that the Lord, who neither sleeps nor slumber, you will come through for your people and for your church. Thank you that you have afforded us this opportunity to meet and to encourage ourselves and to keep our fire and our light burning brighter and brighter. Thank you for speaking to us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.